Hello.
Just as I've been giving you a call about with customer support, may I please have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
Yes, my zip code is 36477.
Okay, thank you for that, ma'am. And what would be the first and last name?
Gina Anderson.
Thank you for that, ma'am. And please verify the street address.
5205 County Road 460, Sampson, Alabama.
Okay, thank you for that, ma'am. And the account is loading, so just give me just a moment.
Excuse me.
Okay, let's see here. So here. Okay, ma'am, I see that you have the KitchenAid and the membership to our Gadget website. How can I assist you?
Okay, I got a charge today on my debit card for $67.32, and I don't know what that is.
That would be for the membership to our Gadget website, where we send our customers a $125 e-voucher for the customer to use on our Gadget website, and it would have been sent to the email that we have on file.
Okay, well, I don't think I signed up for that.
If you've agreed to the shipping and handling or entry fee charges, then you would be automatically enrolled into the membership to the Gadget website, ma'am.
Okay, but I didn't agree to that.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I can get the. Okay, let me see here. And if you've agreed to the shipping and handling charges, ma'am, then you would be automatically enrolled. You would have had to check a box to say that you were over the age of 18 and that you understood the charges before the order could even be placed. And it either would have been in a brief paragraph or in a hyperlink. And I do apologize, ma'am. I just drew a blank.
Okay. But see, I had no idea. I mean, I don't think I did anything agreeing to that.
Yes, ma'am, but this...
You're just saying if I that I was automatically done...
Yes, ma'am, and that also adds 100 entries into the contest for
to win
the KitchenAid.
Right. Well, see, the thing on the KitchenAid said if you filled out a questionnaire, then you would receive the KitchenAid. I mean, I didn't know I was even entering into a contest.
Hey, ma'am, would the...
Because it's, I mean, I made a photocopy of what I signed up for, and it says, congratulations, we've reserved one KitchenAid professional mixer exclusively for you. How to claim your KitchenAid professional mixer, fill in shipping address, pay shipping costs, and you'll receive your prize in 5 to 7 days. See, that's all I mean, I didn't get anything about that I was signing up for anything else or even that it was a drawing.
Yes, ma'am. It would either would have been in the brief paragraph or in the terms of services where it says to contact us and contest entry. It's all right there. It's in normal print. you would have had to agree that you were over the age of 18 and that you understood the terms before the order could have been placed. And that would have been at the very bottom of the page where the customer puts in their purchase information in. And would you be interested in continuing with this, ma'am?
No, I would not. I'm trying to look here. I don't remember having to check anything that said I was over the age of 18. Okay, I do see at the bottom of this, in the fine print, where it says see landing page disclaimers, and then it says an unsubscribe button link, and then info at professional something utilities.com.
Yes,
so how do I get out of this?
I'm working on canceling out the account. Just a moment. Okay, let's see. And I have the confirmation number ready for you whenever you are, ma'am.
Okay, just a moment. Okay.
Okay, thank you for that. It's C as in Charlie, 2635-06-969.
Okay, I got it. So will this, like, refund the $60-something dollars?
It's to prevent any future charges, ma'am. The cancellation does not include a refund, but we can offer you a customer courtesy refund of 35% since the email has already been sent.
Okay. Okay, but now I was separately charged, like, the $5 and something for the shipping?
That would be for the entry fee, yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, see, it doesn't say entry fee. It says shipping for the KitchenAid. And then, like I said, the other came back on there today and just charged the same place as where the shipping charge was done. So, I mean, the whole thing is not what it's portrayed to be on there, because this was not, I did not pay for an entry fee. I paid shipping costs. It plainly said that. And I never signed up for anything else. So, I mean, I'll agree to keep the $5 and something, but I need the complete, the full refund on the 60-something dollars.
Yes, ma'am, and the highest of the refunds that we can offer you is 50%.
Okay, I need to speak to someone that can give me a full refund.
Okay, ma'am, well, I'm fully capable of handling this call, ma'am. Whatever it is that I'm telling you, a supervisor will be telling you the exact same thing.
Right. But I need to get a full refund. I mean, I don't have the money to pay the $60-something dollars.
Yes, ma'am. Well, the highest of the refunds we can offer you, ma'am, is the 50%, and the voucher has already been sent to the email that we have on file. So you would be receiving the $125, ma'am.
And what are you saying I do with this $125?
You could go to the website that is on the voucher and pick out how many gadgets that you would like to give for the $125. Then you would go to the checkout and you would copy the code from the voucher, and then you would paste it onto the coupon box and then select apply, and then that will take care of it. And of course, if you go over the $125, then you would have to pay out of pocket for it. But the $125 also includes shipping and handling as well, that it would also take care of.
Okay, well, now is that going, when I make a purchase, if I make a purchase there, is that going to automatically sign me up for something else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, but you're going to refund me half of the $60?
Yes, ma'am. It would be, let's see, it would be $33.66.
Okay, and when was the, because I went back through my emails trying to double check if I had missed anything, and I have not gotten an email about any type of a voucher.
It would have been sent to either the main inbox or it would have been sent to the spam folder.
Okay, and on what day was it sent?
It was sent yesterday.
And it's...
and it's the 26th today.
Okay, and what would it be under?
It would be under discount store, or would have gadget warehouse. Either it would have gadget discount or warehouse, and it would be a no reply email. And if you didn't receive it, ma'am, we can always resend it to you.
Okay, well, see, I've just looked in my email back through the 24th in the junk email and my main email, and I haven't gotten anything. But you were saying I couldn't get a full refund because the email had already been sent.
I didn't say that you couldn't get it, ma'am. I was saying that due to the terms of services, it's considered a valid charge. We're not supposed to issue refunds, but the highest of the refunds that we can offer you is 50%. And since the email has already been sent, we can offer you the 50%. And if you didn't receive the email, we can resend it to you.
Right. But since it hasn't...
it was sent. It.
But I haven't received one.
Hey, yes, ma'am. It could be a possibility that you could have overlooked it, but we can resend it to you.
Okay, well, can you do it right now so before I hang up that I can see that I received it?
Well, due to this being a ticket request for it to be resent, ma'am, it's not going to come immediately.
Okay, so if I hang up the phone with you and then say I still don't get the email, what do I do at that point?
Well, ma'am, you just would have to wait for it to come to you. And with this being the request, it will take about 24 to 48 hours in order for you to receive it. And if you haven't received it by 72 hours, then you can give us a call back and we can resend another to you. But just be on the lookout for your spam folder and your main inbox.
Okay. Okay. And so, okay. So I won't have any more like scheduled withdrawals or whatever charges.
That's correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am, and just to verify for the cancellation and refund number, it would be the C as in Charlie 2635-06969.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, that's all I needed. Thank you again.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer support, and have a good rest of your day, ma'am.
You too. Bye-bye.